Despite the alarming number of cases throughout the state, Walt Disney World in Florida has reopened its parks, ending a four-month shutdown. And joining us now is Bloomberg reporter Christopher Palmieri. Now, Christopher, are they open for the regular Walt Disney World experience, or are there any changes?
Oh, it's been changes big time. I mean, starting right before you even book your trip, you need a reservation to get in the park because they're limiting capacity, you know, just so that they can have social distancing within the park. We don't know exactly what that capacity is, but they're even sold out. You can't even sort of get a reservation this weekend.
And what are the precautions that they're taking there when you do get to the park?
Well, you're going to get your temperature checked at the gate, and if you got over 100.4, you and your whole party can't come in. You got to wear a mask inside. They're going to have frequent, you know, cleaning of the rides. You know, mandatory, you know, staying 6 feet apart in lines, encouraging, you know, using sort of cashless pay systems for, you know, souvenirs and food. And they're not, they've canceled all the sort of character meet and greets. You know, everyone likes to hug and get a picture taken with Mickey. Can't do that anymore. No parades because they don't want people sort of gathering around the main street and getting too close. And they replaced that, by the way, with the, what they're calling cavalcades, which are unscheduled sort of surprise appearances by characters. And they'll come by on a float or they'll wave from, some balcony and sort of give people that connection with the characters that they love, but, you know, not getting too close.
So definitely not the regular experience. With the massive surge in cases in Florida, what's the rationale behind reopening?
Well, Governor DeSantis said earlier this week that he felt the biggest problem was particularly with younger people, bars, people having private parties where there's no enforcement. The theme parks began opening last month, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland. There haven't been any sort of surge of cases there. The governor, credited that to, you know, all of the precautions like we just discussed that Disney is doing. And so he said he felt confident with the plan that they're using to open up.
That's Bloomberg reporter Christopher Palmieri. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.